West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday approving the creation of a second state court for the county beginning with fiscal year 2025. Prior to the board's vote, Chief State Court Judge Michael Hubbard sharing his perspective on why the county needs a second state court.
It's not a measure of the backlog. It's a measure of the total number of incoming cases divided by the total number of state courts. And because of the size of Carroll County and the population and the fact that we only have one court, that puts us more than double the state average. Number one in the metro area, number two in the state, second only to Houston County.
On the criminal side, Carroll County State Court prosecutes all misdemeanors in the county, including all traffic offenses. On the civil side, the state court resolves any cases dealing with money relief.
The State Court of Carroll County is completely self-sufficient and self-sustaining. We pay for ourselves. We don't cost the Carroll County taxpayer a dime. And I'm very confident, based on a very exhaustive look at the numbers, that a second state court would also be self-sustaining and self-sufficient. And it's badly needed.
And new positions requested to accommodate the new court were approved Tuesday as well, with the board's approval of the fiscal year 2025 budget. Also on Tuesday, the Board of Commissioners approving a new one-year public transportation service agreement for operation of the Three Rivers Regional Transit System, Carroll Connection, which provides door-to-door transportation within Carroll County at a cost of $3 per destination. Coming up on Friday's WLBB Community Voice, our guests are the two candidates in the runoff election for the Carroll County District 5 Commissioner race. And until then, send any question you have that both candidates can answer on that program to news@newstalk1330.com, and we'll see if we can get those on the program. Community Voice airs weekdays at 8:30 on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 WLBB. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office receiving a grant for $30,000 from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. That grant will help finance 15 new laptops for the deputies' patrol vehicles. The funding aims to help keep units up to date with the best technology to assist them in their day-to-day duties while they patrol the roads of Carroll County. And free events coming up at the AMP in Carrollton this Friday at 7 o'clock. The AMP's Locals Live Concert highlighting West Georgia area musicians, Dakota Dodge, and All of Us. The Dakota Dodge Band has covered rock and country rock tunes for the last decade, and All of Us covers 90s and 2000s rock. Then on Monday, movies at the AMP at 10 a.m. The showing is Monsters, Inc. The 2001 animated comedy is rated G. All events at the AMP are free to the public. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.